Welcome to Tea with Mama, a Bible-based podcast from versesfrommama.com. Do you need encouragement, prayer, a little extra wisdom perhaps? Listen in for some down-home, easy-to-understand biblical encouragement. Grab your mug and enjoy some tea with Mama.
Hey everyone, thanks so much for joining me today. I don't know about you, but I often have times when I feel overwhelmed and frustrated with new things. This past Christmas, one of my gifts was a Cricut machine. If you're not familiar with this equipment, it's a fancy cutting machine that you can use to make all sorts of projects. I thought this would be such a cool way to create things, so I was thrilled when I opened my gift. But then I started learning how to use it. Oh boy, I watched numerous YouTube videos and tried to follow the directions, but it was not as easy as it looked. My computer, printer, and every other piece of technology I needed wasn't working. My frustration wasn't because the machine was faulty, it was because I had just never used it before. Isn't that the way it often is with new things? In the Bible, there's a fascinating story about a new venture for God's people. They were standing at the edge of the Promised Land and wondering how they would finally take hold of their new country. Joshua, their leader, instructed the people to watch for the Ark of the Covenant. This was a special box where the Spirit of God rested. They were told not to get near it, but to follow it. Joshua said in Joshua 3:3-4, "When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God and the Levitical priests carrying it, you are to move out from your positions and follow it. Then you will know which way to go, since you have never been this way before." All through life, we'll often find ourselves in places we've never been before or faced with new things that really challenge us. But when we look to the Lord, He will guide us and help us. So whether your struggle pertains to a computer program, a new Cricut machine, or matters of life, always keep your eyes on the Lord. I hope you enjoy "I've Never Been This Way Before." How am I supposed to know how to do this? My frustration was building as I sat in front of the computer and stared with glassy eyes at the screen. I'd been trying to set up a new program, which seemed so simple to do when I Googled and printed off the easy as 1, 2, 3 instructions. But as usual, I had run into a glitch, and now my disheveled hair and mascara-stained eyes gave evidence to the vexation I was feeling at my loss of any further direction. Whenever you take a calculated risk, there are new things to learn and new places to go. This is part of the learning process. Though it can be scary at times, God often calls us to step out in faith to follow where He's leading us. The children of Israel had finally made it to the edge of the Promised Land, and they were facing many new things. Led by a new leader, Joshua, they were faced with new challenges and a new way of life just over the river. God had promised to be with them, but as they stood at the water's edge, they must have wondered how to accomplish all that lay ahead. They waited, and it wasn't long before Joshua gave them the answer. Rising early one morning, he called his officers together and told them to spread the word among the people who were camped at the edge of the Jordan River. When they saw the Ark of the Covenant, which was the physical sign of God's presence, being carried by the priests, they were to pack up their things and follow it. They were instructed, "Do not come near it, that you may know the way by which you shall go. You have not passed this way before." Joshua told the people to get ready and assured them that tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. I just love this. They had not passed this way before. They were clueless about how to make it happen. They were very likely scared about all that lay ahead. God understood this, and all He asked of them was to follow His guiding presence, standing back far enough for a good view of the wonders He planned to perform. Sure enough, the next day the Israelites were awed by God's powerful presence. For as the priests carrying the ark stepped into the Jordan River, the mighty waters stopped flowing and piled up in a large heap similar to what had happened when they escaped the Egyptians at the Red Sea. The religious leaders who carried the Ark of the Lord stood on firm, dry ground in the middle of the river, while all of Israel crossed to the other side. What a confidence builder as they faced what else lay ahead. Life is always bringing new challenges, whether it's setting up a new computer program, choosing a life partner, settling on a career path, or any other significant decision. There are always times of bewilderment when we say, I don't know what to do because I haven't passed this way before. But there's no need to fear. Release your challenges and decisions over to the Lord and rely on His all-powerful presence. Follow Him fully and prepare yourself. You never know what wonders He'll perform. There are always new adventures, difficulties, and decisions that we'll need to face, and it might be tempting to become frustrated and fearful. But when you don't know where to go or what to do, keep your eyes on the Lord. He knows you haven't been this way before and will be faithful to show you the way. Are you overwhelmed right now as you stand at the edge of a new or scary experience? I'd love to pray for you. Send me a message at sandy@versesfrommama.com or contact me on my website. You may not have faced this particular situation before, but whether it's big or small, God knows the way. And I'm confident He will see you through if you only ask.
Thanks for having tea with Mama. Want to access more biblical wisdom? Visit versesfrommama.com, a Bible-based blog with loads of scriptural encouragement. I'm privileged to be one of the original 5 recipients of Mama's wisdom, and I'm encouraged to see the impact that she's having on others as well. If you've been blessed today, reach out and let her know. Leave a message or buy Mama a cup of tea using the provided link so she can continue to encourage others like you. Thanks again for having tea with Mama, and join us next time for a refill.